Hello everyone, my name is Fazal Hussain Ali, and my advisor is Dr. Alex Thomason. And today I'm going to present you fiber quality parameters influencing fiber breakage in the lint cleaning process. And my research is on the studying the variation of the fiber friction among different varieties of the fiber, cotton fibers. So the importance of monitoring fiber quality parameters throughout the different stage of the ginning operation cannot be more emphasized. The influence of the ginning operation elements on fiber breakage and damage is well documented. The influence of the cotton fiber quality parameters on fiber breakage and damage has been also investigated. The frictional properties and surface roughness of individual fibers and fiber assemblies are among the most important fiber properties which influence ginning performance, specifically lint cleaners. So here is the image of the cross section of the lint cleaners, and here you can see the fiber grid bar interaction. So there are two sort of interactions at the lint cleaners. One as the once the fiber bath feed to the star cylinder, and once the fibers are grabbed by the star cylinder and dragged over the sequence of the grid bars, there are a lot of frictional effects between the fibers and the grid bars. So that's why the frictional properties of the fibers can have a huge impact on the performance and the efficiency of the lint cleaners. The main mechanism governing both the process of the fiber assembly separation and fiber grid bars interaction at the lint cleaning process is friction. There is every reason to believe that fibers with higher friction coefficient have more propensity to break at this processing stage. In fact, our preliminary investigation on fiber metal friction between five different processed cotton samples which showed that a positive correlation between the fiber friction and the short fiber content exists. So the higher is the fiber friction among those samples, the higher is the short fiber content, which means that those samples with higher fiber friction, they have more propensity to break throughout the ginning process, and specifically the lintening. In spite of its importance in fiber processing and handling, fiber friction is still one of the least understood fiber quality parameters. Present procedure for testing cotton fibers and assemblies do not include fiber friction measurements. The frictional characteristics of both individual cotton fibers and fiber assemblies need to be characterized, and its possible relationship with other fiber quality parameters have to be investigated. So yeah, if you look at the literature, there are a lot of works on this subject since 1920, and there are different people like said that there's relationship between these parameters, such as the number of the fibers in that in the contact, fiber diameter, fiber maturity, convolutions per fiber length, crimp of the fibers, fiber length, and compressibility of the fibers, and two surface properties, such as the surface lubricity, which is the wax content, and the microfibular orientation. So all these factors playing a role in the, like, they will affect the frictional properties of the assembly of the fibers. Some of them may have a more impact and some of them may have a less impact. It depends if you are talking about the friction of the assembly of the fibers or individual fibers. There are convincing evidence to conclude that the frictional properties of the cotton fibers affect the performance of the ginning operation. The objective of this study is to measure the frictional properties of cotton fibers assemblies and investigate its variability across different varieties. So here's the experimental procedure. So here's where the samples are coming from. Like there are 48 varieties, and they are completely randomized design with three replications. They cover most the variability that exists in cotton fiber maturity, strength, and elongation. And we have the high volume instrument data, HVI data for these varieties. And they are mechanically harvested and ginned, and the location is the La Mesa irrigated trial. And here is the fiber bundle friction test we measured. On the picture on the right, you will see that the attachment that we built to set to install on the tensile tester machine, and this is based on an ASTM the D1894 from different normal load per. I use four different normal loads for in order to have the relationship between the friction force and the applied normal load. And a sled moves 100 millimeter on the metallic surface with the velocity of the 10 millimeter per second. So there are three blocks, and there are 48 pots. So, and four normal loads that I used, and 15 friction tests per each normal load makes the total of the 8,840 bundle friction tests. And the test orders were all randomized. So in order to study the relationship between the friction force and the normal load, we have to apply a proper model. So different publications use different models. Like most of them use this model, which is exponential model, which is developed by Hovell back in the 1940s. But this model is mostly developed, people don't consider that it's developed for the individual fibers once they are crossed over each other. But for the assembly of the fibers, we use this model, which is shown to be the most proper fit for the macroscopic solid materials in contact. So since and we will this is also the Hamiltonian law of the friction. So here's the result and discussion. In present study, the friction characteristics of each cotton variety will be expressed both as a mean fiber friction test of each variety, which is the force that opposes the sliding of known mass of fibers under given normal load. And also, the result we express as the coefficient of friction, which is the slope of a simple linear regression equation of the form y equal ax, which y is the mean friction force measured under the various normal load, and x is the normal load applied for each experiment. Both of them are in Newton. The frictional characteristics of fiber assemblies depends on history of the constituent fibers and the amount and the number of the previous mechanical processing. So in our study, all of samples, they have the same history. And figures in the next slide show the distribution of the friction force in a form of box plot for each variety under various normal load. So box plot allows for visual pairwise comparisons between frictional properties of different varieties. As will be seen, friction force increases with increasing normal force. This is due to the larger real contact area that exists between the fibers and the substrate at higher normal loads. So here is the slides I'm talking about. So you will see that the distributions of the friction force, and here is the for the first application first application results. As you will see, I don't know, I don't have the top title for this graph. It doesn't show in the screen. On the top, this is like when once you use the 5.3 Newton normal load, and you will see that the normal load is increasing. And as you can see visually, there are significant differences between some varieties in terms of the frictional forces. Because their confidence interval, they don't overlap each other. So you can see that here are the p-values, and based on these p-values, we will reject the null hypothesis that these samples may have a similar mean. So this is the result for the first applications. For the second applications, we will gain the same thing. The p-value is extremely low, and which allows us to reject the null hypothesis that these samples have similar mean friction. So as you can see, the frictional forces varies for all four normal loads. And here is the third slide. And for the third application, as you will see again, the same thing. The p-values for all four normal loads are extremely small, and we reject the null hypothesis. So that means that different varieties, they have different frictional forces. The small p-value indicated that the mean fiber friction are significantly different between various varieties. In most cases, the comparison intervals of different varieties do not overlap in indicating samples which are significantly different. For most varieties, the differences between mean fiber friction are significant at the 5% level of confidence. In some scenarios, significant differences between the means and can be observed at the 1% confidence interval. Also, in some instances, the differences between the varieties are less pronounced. So, and here is the results for the coefficient of friction and the model that we use. In figures above, fiber friction is plotted against the normal load. Data were fitted to the general friction law equation. And on the figure on the right, you will see that all the fitting were significant at the 5% confidence level. And box plot show the distribution of the squared values for fitting the result for all three replications. So we have three replications, and for you can see that the variation exists between the coefficient of the friction between different varieties. And here is the distribution of the R squared, which means that there are mostly range in the range of the 0.95, which is very high R squared value. As can be seen, measurable differences exist between frictional properties of cotton varieties. Some cotton varieties are associated with extremely higher coefficient of friction. Clearly, more energy is required to open fiber entanglements from those varieties. On the other hand, some varieties seemingly provide smoother fiber assemblies. Therefore, less energy is required to open fibers from these varieties. Our preliminary analysis of interrelationships with other fiber quality parameters led to important conclusion. The coefficient of friction of cotton samples are not merely related to the HBI bundle strength. So some people say in the literature, okay, the longer the fiber is, the stronger it is, and less friction it has. But this is not something we saw in our preliminary analysis so far. More results will come on this matter in the future work. So, and here, figures on the below show the distribution of the coefficient of friction of the 48 varieties for all three replications. As you can see, wide variation of coefficient of friction can be observed across various cotton varieties for all three replications. These data suggest that the coefficient of friction can be used to distinguish between different varieties in terms of their roughness. And the conclusion slide is the friction measurements were made on 48 varieties of cotton. Both the mean fiber friction force and the coefficient of friction were successfully used to differentiate between cotton varieties. For most varieties, the difference between the mean fiber friction are significant at the fiber level of confidence. A wide variation of coefficient of friction can be observed across various varieties for all three field replications. It is concluded that the coefficient of friction is sensitive enough to distinguish differences in surface roughness of various varieties. And I would like to acknowledge a special thanks to Dr. Jane Deaver for providing the cotton samples for this research. A special thanks to Dipanjo Chinwan for performing friction experiments. And I will also do a special thanks to Cotton Incorporated for providing support for this work.
We've got time for about one or two questions.
I haven't had a chance to talk with her. One of the biggest is Dr. Jane Deaver. I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet. Yes, but unfortunately, we have not seen any relationship so far with the HBI bundle strength. I saw some relationship between the micron error value, which is basically the same principle that it measures the air friction, like the friction of the resistance of the bundle of the fibers compressed in the container, and it's resistant against the airflow. And in here, we measure the resistance of the bundle itself, bundle of the fibers, while when it slides over the surface. So these two properties can be related.
Yeah, one of the fundamental things that we're trying to show is that there are varietal, three that may ultimately reduce breakage of fibers in the ginning process. So this is sort of along that path.
Thank you.